From Radio Deutsche Welle, Melody Time. We invite you to join us for half an hour of light classical music. Hello and welcome to Melody Time. I'm Paul Benderow. And we begin the program with a polonaise, the stately dance rhythm from Poland. No one really knows just how old the polonaise is. Perhaps the first time it was used during an official ceremony was the coronation of Henry of Anjou as King of Poland in 1573. Whatever the case, the polonaise soon conquered Europe as a symbol of courtly splendor. And it was soon taken up by ballet and opera composers, like the Russian Peter Tchaikovsky. In 1877, Tchaikovsky began work on his opera Eugen Onegin, based on Pushkin's famous poem. The third act of the opera opens with a polonaise, which has since become a favorite of audiences worldwide.
Thank you.
Southwest German Radio Orchestra, conducted by Klaus Arp, with the Polonaise from Tchaikovsky's opera Eugen Onegin. And we continue with another age-old dance rhythm, the gavotte. This dance form, originating in Provence, made the transition from a traditional peasant dance to the splendour of the highly formal court balls in the 17th century, during the reign of King Louis XIV of France. From there, it progressed, like the Polonaise, into the repertoire of composers ranging from Rameau and Couperin to Handel and Bach. But as an actual dance, the gavotte then declined in popularity, until the 19th century, when it enjoyed an unexpected comeback. It was revived by August Labitsky, the son of the Bohemian waltz king Joseph Labitsky. August, the son, was himself a very popular successor to his father as orchestra leader in the spa resort of Carlsbad. It seems that both patients and physicians at the health spa found August Labitsky's first love gavotte extremely effective therapy. Cologne Radio Orchestra, conducted by Heinz Geiser, playing the first love gavotte by August Labitsky. Love, of course, is an inexhaustible subject for all the arts. Love was certainly the number one theme for the Italian pianist and composer Enrico Toselli, in his life as well as in his compositions. Today, most of Toselli's compositions are largely forgotten. But this concert hall charmer is still remembered for his real-life love match with Luisa, Crown Princess of Saxony, and, of course, for his Serenata. It's just about the only one of his compositions to have outlived him. Toselli died in Florence in 1926, by the way. There have been countless arrangements of the Toselli evergreen. The one we're going to hear is by Tibor Jonas, who's also conducting the Munich Salon Orchestra in this recording of Serenata. Toselli Serenade, performed by the Munich Salon Orchestra. Now to a comic opera from the first half of the last century. Albert Lortzing's Die beiden Schützen, meaning the two riflemen. Lortzing's talent was nothing if not multifaceted. He worked as a composer, director, librettist, singer, and actor. He based the libretto for this particular opera, which was premiered in 1837, on a French play. A comedy, as you might expect from Lortzing, who specialized in comic opera. The plot hinges on the confusion caused when the field packs of the two soldiers, and with them their identity papers, get swapped by mistake. In the end, the two protagonists almost start to doubt their own identity. But of course, love finds a way out of the muddle, resulting in the traditional happy ending. The opera was one of Lortzing's earliest successes, which is hardly surprising with melodies like the one we're going to hear now. Da, wo schöne Mädchen wohnen. There, where beautiful maidens dwell. It's sung for us by Hermann Prey.
Schöne Mädchen wohnen, Zärtlichkeit und Anmut thronen, und den müden Küsse lohnen, ist mein Hauptquartier. Führt mein guter Stern mich heute noch an schöner Mädchenzeit, wird ein Herzchen mir zur Beute lächeln von mir. Alles Gut der Welt mir nicht so gefällt, der Wangen und Rosenmund und Rosenmund und Rosenmund. Geld zum Leben brauch ich wenig, nur mein Rock und meinen König und ein Liebchen an der Seite. Oh, beglückt bin ich. Verschieden sind die Wünsche, die der tapfere Krieger hegt, doch das Schönste der Gefühle selten seine Brust bewegt. Zum Exempel, oh wie viele, kämen sie ins Nachtquartier, würden fragen, was zu essen, was zu trinken, was zu essen, was zu trinken gibt es hier. Wir sind müde, wollen ruhen, weiche Betten gibt heraus, und ich ruhe nun viel lieber mich in weichen Armen aus. Und ich ruhe nun viel lieber mich in weichen Armen aus. Wo schöne Mädchen wohnen, Zärtlichkeit und Anmut thronen, und die müden Küsse lohnen, ist mein Hauptquartier. Führt mein guter Stern mich heute noch an schöner Mädchenseite, wird ein Herzchen mir zur Beute lächeln von mir. Manche Rohe geht im Kriege, plündern offen Haus zu Haus, trunken vom erfochtenen Siege, ruft der Schätze, gebt heraus. Eure Schätze, gebt heraus. Doch genügsam und bescheiden bitt ich mir ein Schätzchen aus. Doch genügsam und bescheiden bitt ich mir ein Schätzchen aus. Man muss essen, gut trinken, auch gut, es gehört zum Leben. Doch daneben muss auf süße Freuden winken. Darum bleib ich vorwurfsfrei, meinem Wahlspruch stets getreu. Darum bleib ich vorwurfsfrei, meinem Wahlspruch stets getreu. Da, wo schöne Mädchen wohnen, Heiterkeit und Anmut thronen, und die tapferen Küsse lohnen, ist mein Hauptquartier. Führt mein guter Stern mich heute noch an schöner Mädchenseite, wird ein Herzchen mir zur Beute winken von mir. Denn zum Leben brauch ich wenig, nur mein Rock und meinen König und ein Liebchen an der Seite, ein Liebchen an der Seite. Oh, ja, oh, beglückt bin ich, ja, oh, beglückt bin ich, ja, oh, beglückt bin ich, ja, oh, ja, oh, beglückt bin ich. Ja, oh,
the orchestra of the Deutsche Oper Berlin, conducted by Heinrich Hollreiser, accompanying Hermann Prey, one of the most versatile German singers of our day, with that well-known song from Albert Lortzing's otherwise more or less forgotten opera, Die beiden Schützen. Maybe it's time for a Lortzing comeback. The sort of comeback perhaps that was enjoyed some years ago by the music of the Cologne coffee houses, a tradition which the Second World War had almost put an end to. Memories were revived, old names resurfaced, and new ones appeared on the scene. Like the virtuoso percussionist Werner Brock. As a member of the Salon Orchestra of Cologne, he composed this attractive melody for the Salon Ensemble. And for someone else as well, to judge by the title. Für Ingeborg, it's called. For Ingeborg. Für Ingeborg, played by the Salon Orchestra of Cologne. Well, after Ingeborg, it's Anna's turn. Johann Strauss the Younger dedicated one of his famous polkas to everyone with the name of Anna, including his mother, as it happened. The occasion was one of the favourite annual celebrations in the Vienna calendar, the Anna Festival. Johann Strauss Sr. had in fact dedicated one of his polkas to the Anna Festival 10 years before his son did the same. But his polka couldn't compete with the son's charming melody. It became so popular, and not just in Vienna, that Strauss Jr. was often announced at his many guest appearances abroad as the famous composer of the Anna Polka. Here it is then, played by the Vienna Opera House Orchestra, conducted by Karl Michalski. The Anna Polka by Johann Strauss the Younger, played by the orchestra of the Vienna Opera House, conducted by Karl Michalski. And that's where we take our leave of you. We being our program compiler, Barbara Anders, producer, Stephanie Giesen, our studio engineer, Andreas Kess, and from me, Paul Benderow, it's goodbye for now.